Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP, an hour away from the showdown. It's going to be Colin from Washington Township versus me and Pete the Hammer. Guy sounds like he knows the sports. We'll find out. We'll find out noon today. Beat the Hammer, 215-592-9494. Also, we'll get to some audio related to the Dak Prescott situation, who remains unsigned, potentially to be franchised by the Dallas Cowboys, but at a high price, a two-year negotiation ongoing. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Mike right now and Ben Sam. A lot of conversation about if we are too hard and too harsh as Philadelphia sports fans sometimes with our criticism of the teams and the athletes. Mike and Ben Sam, how you doing, Mike? Yo, Mike. All right, Mike not there. We go to let's talk to Dwight in Limerick. Hey, Dwight. Oh, man. Oh, no. Dwight not there. Let's give it one more shot. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Jay in Upper Darby. Hey, Jay.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Joe, am I talking into your left ear?
You know, you're probably talking into both, but I can hear you better out of the left ear. I'll tell you that,
all
man.
Right. I'll take it.
Help me out. Help me, Rhonda. Help me.
You guys got to get some Q-tips in the studio.
I don't know, man.
Somewhere.
Doesn't that just push it in there further?
Well, you said you tried to get it out with your finger.
Yeah.
Don't you think that works worse than a Q-tip?
Well, but the Q-tip doesn't have the fingertip. So sometimes they go fingertip and then dig and then try to extract. Q-tip, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, guys, if you really want to have a good time on YouTube or somewhere else, look at those earwax extraction videos.
Okay, well, I might need some.
I have not.
It's a great time if that's really what you're into. So, guys, I wanted to call. I should say first time, long time. Thank you guys for keeping it fun, especially over the past year.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Our pleasure, man.
Yeah, yeah. I had the call because I've been thinking about this particular issue for a long time. You know, bread and buttered in Delco. I was at the parade in 08, the parade, you know, in 17. I was at the 04 championship game. And, I will tell you, it is so much fun being a part of the Philly sports family. You get on the subway and every single person wearing green, every single person wearing red, whatever the sporting event is that you're going to, it's a family, and it's so much fun. There's the other side of the coin where I think a lot of these guys coming into town from other parts of the country don't understand that the fan base in this area, I think, you know, there's certain pockets throughout the country, but more so in this area, places so much importance. In fact, you know, I heard a caller just a little while ago talking about these guys are gods to us, you know, and I'm a man of faith and I've studied religion at a high level. And I think that is what happens. It's part of celebrity culture. It's part of, you know, us placing, you know, a lot of our fans placing ultimate importance in these sporting events. I think it's unfortunate because it is a game. And John, you know, how much these athletes put into it, but I really think it can be unfortunate, especially when it ruins your week. And I, you know, dude, when the Eagles lose a playoff game, when the Phillies lose a playoff series, I'm bummed out.
Yeah,
right?
Big time.
Mm-hmm. And it stinks. But you know, I think it's there's so much else to pay attention to. There's so much else to put your emotional investments in, and you know, because these guys come from other places, they don't understand the importance that the fans put into it. And I love that Philly holds their athletes to a high standard. You know, my dad taught me growing up, if you're going to do something, you do it right. And I think it's great, but there is that other side of the coin where sometimes, and I think a larger portion of our fan base than other areas in the country place just that extra importance on the games that I think it can be unfortunate. Yeah.
All right, and, Jay, I got you. Give me who or what is overrated, Jay.
I don't think it's going to win, but I do it all the time. I hate it. It's driving.
Driving? Wow. I mean, I don't think so at all.
I totally agree. Yes, you get to where you're going. That's it. But everything else, it costs money. It's wear and tear in your car, gas.
Whoa, you can get hurt. What, you want horse and buggy?
No, I get it.
What do you want?
I'm saying it's a necessary evil, but I do think it's not like fun to go like driving.
How it's overrated is beyond me. It gets you, you gallop across miles quickly as compared to when there was, you know, not driving. Horrible answer.
I think it's a great answer.
Horrible of you to support that, James. 215-592-9494.
Driving drives me nuts, but I don't agree that it's overrated.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Now,
this topic about...
But I understand.
Well,
I do.
This topic about fans in Philly and kind of how we are came to the surface today because Jason Peters yesterday on the NFL Network said the following. He said, talking about Philly, he said, "It's a hard city to play for, man. They're critical of every play, every inch, every foot, every year. You have to bring it every year or Philadelphia will eat you up." 215-592-9494.
And I was proud. I was proud when he said that. He's telling the truth. And you know
Jason
what?
Peters, you know, bless his heart.
Yes, bless his heart for saying it. Everyone knows it. It's coming from a place of experience. He has seen both sides of this. That's for sure.
He has. You're right.
Especially lately the negative side of it. It matters that we are this invested in it, and our bottom line as a sports town is that we affect the outcome of games more in Philadelphia than any fan base does in America. You know, this it investiture, whatever you want to call it, the fact that we are more informed than everyone else, it does make a difference. I have been at the vet as an opponent. I know how different it feels to be on the wrong side of it, you know, as a Raider. I couldn't believe it at the time. I couldn't believe how on top of us the fans were.
And it's not quite the same anymore in that regard. I mean, the structure of the link is a little different. I'll tell you this, the vet, there's been nothing like it. And it's still intense. It's still great. But the vet, incredible. James, I know you got some information there. What do you have?
Yeah, we got some good news. Adam Kaplan tweeting out Eagle center Jason Kelce just announced on Instagram that he's back for another year. Kaplan followed up with another tweet on Jason Kelce's new deal. It's for 1 year and worth up to $12 million, $9 million fully guaranteed at signing. Source says Eagles will also get some cap relief on this deal. So Kelce is back.
Well, that's great. Well, James, if you can, pull up his Instagram so we can read whatever he specifically posted. And that's great news. That really is. Let's say,
awesome.
And that's fantastic. All right, let's go to Chavis right now. Chavis, you're on WIP.
Hey, listen, I am appalled from Jason Peters.
What?
I'm appalled. Listen,
you feel like he's cutting on us?
Yeah, he's cutting on everybody. He's cutting. Listen, I fought in Vietnam, and I had to bring it 24/7. He comes and plays hard one day a week. On Sunday or even Monday, and he's getting paid millions of dollars. I got $100. They took back 99. He couldn't hang. He would be sent home in a body bag with a tag on it, killed by a friendly fire.
Well, I mean, come on, Chavis. Let's not get too extreme.
I'm serious. Listen, Joe, you got to bring it 24/7 in the war.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that problem. He just plays hard one day a week. You know what they say? You're a big dog. You can't hang. Get out of the kitchen.
Chavis, not a Jason Peters fan.
I don't think he was treating. I don't think
hey,
he
listen,
was saying
I've
it's a bad thing.
Three Rivers and heard Terry Bradshaw get booed. and he's a four-time Super Bowl winner.
Yep.
So he ain't holler about the fans. He embraced it. Go out and play better. Mm-hmm. And my movies are the Poplars now. That's the funkiest Vietnam movie that I've ever seen.
All right, man. You got it. Chavis, say well, man. We appreciate the phone call. James, you got that Jason Kelsey
I do.
Post?
I do.
Let's
so
hear
Jason,
what he wrote.
He put on his Instagram, man, the first week of March 2021 is one for the record books. Got to welcome baby number two, Elliot Ray Kelsey, into the world. Got my first dose of the Moderna vaccine at the wonderful Puentes de la Salud Medical Clinic and restructured my contract to ensure I will continue to be the center for the Philadelphia Eagles. 2021 already off to a better start. The more people that get their Fauci ouchie, the sooner we get back to normal. Don't let the name fool you. Elliot is a girl. Go Eagles. Couldn't be more excited.
Well, that's awesome. Very, very cool. I mean, congrats to Jason Kelsey. Great news for Eagles fans knowing that Kelsey's sticking around for another year. And, of course, there is, you know, we kind of lose sight of the possibility that if he wants to continue to play, you know, presumably he could play for about another 3 years at a decent enough level. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, in the Jason Peters territory of like, oh, he's cooked and he's right. just going to hang on for one more year. I mean, it seems like he's taking it year to year now, which is fine. It's his prerogative. I mean, he's made more than enough money that he obviously can do that. And, I mean, we're all just huge fans. I mean, to say the least, we're all huge fans of Jason Kelsey. It certainly will make it easier, John. Way easier for Jalen Hurts than if he was just dealing with some other random guy in there at center. I mean, that could have gotten rough.
It's massive. He's he's the guy who makes all the decisions when the quarterback's not sure of a decision. He can lean on Jason Kelsey. Yeah. He's leading that group again. He's perfect. He's the perfect center. That's why he was, you know, named the best center in football 3 years in a row. He's great for our town. I adore the guy. I'm so glad that he's back. I don't think his play sloughed off.
I agree.
Either.
Got to get the snaps better. His snaps got a little wayward again.
Well, that was an issue.
He was back to like 2015, 2016 of the snaps, but great player, and we're all huge fans. 215-592-9494. Next, we'll talk about the Dak Prescott situation. That contract, still not signed. The clock is ticking. Dallas has until Tuesday. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've been negotiating for 2 years with Dak Prescott. Still don't have a deal. Incredible. We'll talk about it and the impact on the Birds next on 94 WIP.
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.